Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
God has plans for the earth and for His church. He's revealing His plans through the prayers of the saints. The body of Christ needs to stay ready and willing to answer His call for united prayer worldwide. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. One of your favorite people, Billy Brim, is back with us today, and she's got some good things that not everybody in the world knows. Isn't that Billy?
Well, really, I would say the leadership of the Lord is so very necessary in this hour.
Yes, it is.
And if ever I knew what the subject should be for a BVOV broadcast, and I want you to know that stands for Believer's Voice of Victory.
Right.
This broadcast is a voice. And the Lord told me what He wanted said on this voice this time.
Good.
When you asked me some time back, you said, what are you going to teach on the next time? And I said, well, I like to do the book of Ezekiel. You know, like we've done the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, and put out a syllabus. Because that book of Ezekiel is so filled with prophecies that are happening right now. The return of Israel to the land. The mountains of Israel, the West Bank, what should be happening there. And then the dry bones chapter, they're coming back home. And then Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells us about a war that hasn't happened yet. And the people will make an invasion. Certain countries will invade and come down into Israel. And we now see the people aligned, the nations aligned. They've never been aligned in history like they are now.
Wow.
2,500 years ago, God told the prophet Ezekiel, and now it's happening. And then from Ezekiel 40 on, it tells about the millennial temple, and it tells even and about Israel's future, Jerusalem's future forever. So I thought, I was just thinking, and we'll do that another time, if you have me back.
Okay.
Okay. Kind of pressure there. But I was getting ready for that and thinking about it, and one day I was sitting in my prayer chair, and I was praying in tongues. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk to you about is no agenda praying. Praying where you give your vessel to God.
That's good. No
agenda. And He says what He wants to say. And you'll understand that more.
Good.
Because He's the one that taught us about it. And so I was sitting in my prayer chair and I was doing my 30 minutes of praying with no agenda. And He suddenly starts downloading, that's a term for today, what He wanted in this prayer session that I have with you the next 2 weeks.
Praise God.
And in this session. And He said, I want you to teach on prayer and how important it is in the end of days, how God needs it, how God has to have it. And He told me to recruit people.
Oh. Okay.
So this is a recruiting session. And rather than like, if you could remember way back in World War II, I was just a kid, but I can remember those Uncle Sam portraits.
Of course, you're much older than I am.
I'm much older. You can't remember, but you had a birthday, too, just a few days ago.
Yeah, don't tell it.
But anyway.
All right. Recruit people. I got
brother,
it.
Uncle Sam, they had him there, and he said, Uncle Sam needs you. Well, the Lord needs you.
Oh, yeah, we're recruiting.
He has a great need of you, and he told me to come on here in the BVOV and to recruit people.
Praise
to
God.
Work with Him in these
Hallelujah.
Last days. And after all, that's what prayer is. Prayer is, in any form it is, and there are lots of kinds of prayer, and we're going to be talking about the different kinds of prayer. But every one of them is working with God. And He needs His body, His people, to work with Him. And He spoke to me, Gloria, about this being the believer's voice of victory.
That's right.
It's a voice in the last days. I would recommend to you that you be a regular watcher of the believer's voice of victory. because God will be giving messages.
Praise God.
But a voice has to have ears.
Mm-hmm. Ears to hear.
Ears to hear. And even in the natural, if a voice speaks and sound waves go out, there has to be, your eardrum has a little ability in there to pick up the sound. And there's that old argument about if a tree falls in the forest, does anybody hear it, you know? And that's kind of a scientific argument. But God is always speaking, and especially now. And He's showing us things to come. But He has to have an ear. He has to have people to hear it. So I'm praying that you hear what God is saying to us about prayer.
Well, actually, that's what we've all been trying to do.
Yes.
That's why they call us word people, and not always do they like that term, word mm-hmm. people. But we've been trying to listen, Billy. That's our deal.
Yes.
Written word, listen to it. Written word, and the word the Spirit speaks
to us.
This is going to be good. I'm really excited.
Yes,
about this.
I am too, Gloria, and I trust He, and He will.
He will give
you guidance.
He will. He will give all of us hearing. Glory to God.
And I'm going to share with you what He has been saying to us at good. Prayer Mountain.
Oh, good. Praise God.
I don't want to miss this now. No, not ever.
Not any of the two weeks. Vital. Call your family, call your friends, tell them they're going to be hearing something about what's happening in our near future.
And our part that we have to play.
And what we're to do.
What we have to play.
If we want to walk in victory, we'll have to hear and do.
Yes, we absolutely do. And then for God to get His will in the earth, we are the ones who have to speak it. We're the body of Christ.
Praise God.
He's the head with all the plans, but we're the body in the earth.
Well, I'm ready to hear it.
So He's talked to us at prayer, and He told me to expound upon prayer and its importance to God. Yes, it's important to you and me. That's a different kind of a prayer than we're going to be mainly talking about. But we will talk about that. But God needs prayers right now.
Yes, that's right.
Because He wants to get His plans into the earth. And it takes His body to do that. He has plans for the United States of America. Certain plans of God can be brought into being only if the body prays. And without going into great detail, I don't want to put it out on television in the detail. But I know from the witness of the Spirit of God that the enemy has some bad things planned for America. And they can be avoided only if we pray. And if we pray together and we pray in unity. And the Lord has shown us how we can do that. And I am to recruit you to that kind of prayer right now. We have a little time. I don't know how long we have for everything God has planned. But I know that from right now, this is being broadcast in May. I believe that we have like until the end of the year, end of 2015, to unite in prayer and let God work through us to avoid some of the things that the enemy would like to bring forth, or that natural, you know, He said, you can't go into the promised land until the sin is full. When the sin gets full, it draws judgment in on itself. But if we will pray like God wants us to pray for the United States of America, and we will repent, certain things can be avoided. So this is a recruitment. God needs you. I saw a man I live in Branson, Missouri, and I saw him up there. We have a lot of tourists. He wore a t-shirt, and the t-shirt said, God doesn't need me, I need Him. Well, that's not right. It sounds religious. God doesn't need me. He needs you.
Yes.
You are here.
He needs vessels.
He needs vessels. Mm-hmm. And to tell you the real truth, Gloria, we are here on the earth during the dispensation in which we live so that God can get done in this dispensation what He wants to do. It's the truth in every dispensation. But you and I and you, we happen to be living now. And we happen to be living at the end of days.
Crucial times.
And God needs us. So He needs us to
pray,
particularly about the United States, about Israel, the promised land, the nations, and the body of Christ. He needs us praying about all these things.
Praise God.
He needs us, this is what He's impressed upon us, to sum it all up, He needs our united prayer for two reasons. Number one, to pray into the earth God's plans for the earth and its people. To pray in God's plans to the earth, for the earth. He has plans. And for them to come about, a man on earth is going to have to ask Him. That's what John Wesley said. It seems that God can do nothing unless a man on earth asks Him. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to, with our vocal cords and our mouths, we're going to have to speak for certain things into the earth to bring God's plans into the earth and to stop the strategies of the enemy.
Would you say He needs us to pray now?
Right now.
Now.
He needs you to volunteer and join the prayer warriors.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
When we founded Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks 20 years ago, it was founded in 1995. When we founded it 20 years ago, those were His specific instructions.
Mm-mm.
And He gave me specific instructions. This week, actually, we're making this ahead of time. You know, we have to make this ahead of time. And so it was 20 years ago, exactly this month, that I was at a meeting at Kenneth Hagin Ministries in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Every winter, he had a winter Bible seminar. And in 1995, he had a meeting that they call when the Spirit gets to moving.
I assume we were there.
And I went online and Googled it. You can go online and Google it. You can just put Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar, 1995. Or you might get it by putting in on YouTube, I think they have it listed as When the Spirit Gets to Moving. And Gloria, Brother Hagin got up. I watched this, and I'm telling you, when I finished watching it the other night, I was higher than a kite.
I
emailed everybody to watch it right away. And so Brother Hagin starts off, and the place is packed out. And he has to have people sitting behind him up on the platform because just room. And I'm up there behind him. You can't see much of me because something happened to me in the meeting. But as you're watching the meeting, you're going to hear Brother Hagin start out talking about the Holy Ghost. And He's our helper in prayer. The subject these 2 weeks is going to be primarily the Holy Ghost and prayer. Prayer and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helping us pray. So Brother Hagin starts talking about the Holy Ghost. Starts about talking Acts chapter 2. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost just falls on the place. It just goes. The world's phrase would be bananas. But it wasn't bananas. It was like on the streets of Jerusalem. You know, when they were drunk. Brother Hagin starts off reading about being drunk in the Holy Ghost. And then everybody gets drunk for like 2 hours. And somewhere down about an hour...
Did you see me there? Was I there?
I think you were next to me.
Good.
And there about, I don't know, he calls for Keith Moore to come up. Now, this is 20 years ago. Keith's got a black beard and black hair. And Brother Keith is my pastor now. And Brother Keith starts singing a song from the Holy Ghost. It's just coming up out of him as he's singing.
I'm going to look at
that. And it's this. When the Spirit gets to moving, let Him move. When the Spirit gets to moving, let Him move. And he sings that for no telling how long, and people just let the Holy Spirit move.
Praise God.
Others, various ones, Clint Utterbach. Clint Utterbach, he gets to playing and singing. Some young man gets up and sings, "We'll Never Die," which is true when you get born again. And then Clara Smith, you remember the gorgeous voice she had? She ends it all with blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
Praise God.
You talk about a meeting.
Mama.
Again, you can go online. You can do Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar, 1995. Just Google that. Or I think on YouTube they call it When the Spirit Gets to Moving. Now, I appear and you have to know how to look for me because I have blonde hair.
1995. 20 years ago.
Okay. And at the beginning, I had my little hanky, so you can sometimes see me with that. I'm at the beginning, 14 point something on the timer. Then you don't see me again to 53 point something on the timer.
I'm surprised you were quiet that long.
You know why?
Why?
I'm on the floor in a trance.
Oh, well, see, there you have it.
On the floor, flat out in a trance. My hands were lifted up for probably more than an hour from the timer when I can be seen, when I disappear, and when I come back. It's about an hour and a half.
Did you have an experience?
I had an experience with God. I had my hands straight up in the air, and I had a vision. I had a vision of the inside of a cabin, a log cabin. I saw an iron bedstead, a quilt on the bed, a rag rug at the side of the bed. And the Lord was talking to me about a place of prayer. I had been trying to find a place of prayer. And I will tell you why as we go on this week. And I thought that it would be where my great-grandparents had a place of prayer near Coweta, Oklahoma. But he said, it's not there now. It's Branson. Branson, Missouri will be a catalyst for the end time move of God. He showed me and talked to me about when Sister Corrie Ten Boom flew over Branson. And she said, what is that down there? And the Lord, she had a little private plane. And she had him land. And he said, the pilot, in fact, my son-in-law and daughter just bought his house, his old house.
Really?
The pilot lived there in Branson, out in the wood, out in the country. And the Lord said to me, she prophesied that it's going to be an end time place. God's going to draw people there. So I'm on the floor. I'm having this trance. And you can watch the meeting. You can't see me on the floor. And the Lord says, you go there and you establish a place of prayer. So right after this, I was talking to Shelly this week. Shelly and her husband live there. And I came out of that trance, came home that night, and I called Bob. And I told him to go start looking for me some land. Because God told us to come to Branson and build a place of prayer. And Shelly and I were laughing this week. She said, Mom, you were still drunk. And Bob said, I can hardly make heads or tails of what your mother said, but I think she's moving to Branson. So we came there, and the Lord led us to some land. At that time, 47 acres of land. He told us to build a place of prayer where people could come to pray individually and corporately. And there on the floor in the trance, he said to me, you are establishing this place for two reasons. Number one, to pray God's plans into the earth. And number two, to stop the strategies of the enemy. He said to me a little later on, as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force.
Oh, that's good.
We have that place now. I'll talk more about this later.
Praise God.
We now are out on Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, 17 miles east of Branson. We have almost 300 acres of land, and we're in the boonies. We're going to show you the sign going up to Prayer Mountain. I've asked them to show that for you. And log cabins. The log cabins are, we say they're cabins, but they're just like gorgeous, beautiful log homes. And the Lord said, I want you to establish a place where people can separate themselves in space, we're in the boonies, as well as time. So the cabins are decorated, even though we have dishwashers and all that, we hide them behind certain things so that it looks like an old-fashioned kitchen. And we have those beautiful cabins where people can come and stay. We have a chapel for corporate prayer, and we have technical equipment which allows us now to stream live corporate prayer every Wednesday at noon. When I came out to Prayer Mountain, 1995 July, I was looking for land. It was in February that I had the trance. I was in the trance. So in July, we're looking for land around Branson. We come out way in the boonies. It's just brambles and underbrush. And my mother and father up about 80, they went out there with me. It was a hot July day. And the Lord said, this is the place. And we had no idea that it wouldn't be long that from that place, we would be able to stream live prayer meeting around the world.
My Jesus.
We now, every Wednesday at noon, we have the technical equipment to do so. They'll be showing you some of our top of the line technical equipment, HD cameras and a control room. And every Wednesday, we stream a live prayer meeting where people from all over the earth join us in prayer. And then they also can watch it on archives. So there is a prayer force that God's raising up. And we're not the only ones. Lynn Hammond up in Minneapolis, and Brother Copeland's daughter, Terry Pearson's, EMIC, they have strong prayer groups, and lots of other people have them, IHOP. But God's doing something. And the purpose of what He's doing with His body is to bring His plans into the earth. Amen. And for us to stop the plans of the enemy. Now tomorrow, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that recruitment program and how you can join it. Actually, it's going to involve 30 minutes of prayer. I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow. In tongues. Every day I'm going to be telling you how you can join it. You can go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. On the right-hand side, it says 24-hour prayer. Click on that, and it will tell you how to join. Now, tomorrow, you'll understand more what you're joining up to when I tell you more about it, what God has led us to. But we're recruiting you right now for, you don't have to pray 24 hours, just 30 minutes. Bless the Lord. But you will see how you can take part in it.
Great. That'll be exciting. Billy and I are coming back in just a moment, so don't miss it.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.